Hello, you guys, and welcome to another 15 Minutes 通勤学语直播室. Welcome to another 15 Minutes live podcast on a Monday. And as you can see, up on the stage are the moderators and the hosts for tonight from 15minutes.today. 我们是通勤学英语的主持人. 我是John. 然后 to my right is...
Hi, everybody.
Yes, and then to Patty's right is...
Angel, nice to see you again.
Yes, there we go. We don't give Petty enough talk time, so he's gonna get more talk time tonight, I promise. Okay. Yes. And so if you guys are new here today, please join us every Monday on Clubhouse at 15 Min's 通勤学语直播室. Please join the group. And we are actually an extension. We have a podcast. This is an extension of our podcast. 我通勤学英语的 podcast 呢，其实是我们的原声啦。 然后呢，在这边 Clubhouse 的直播呢，其实是我们的延伸的节目。 因为我们现在除了这个每日跟读以外呢，我们还有做 vocab， 还有做这个 15 minutes live podcast， 是直播式的这个部分，然后让大家可以跟我们更互动，更直接的互动这样子。那 大家如果还没有听， 不知道什么是podcast的， 可以欢迎点我的这个profile， 点我的大头， 可以去看我们的这个通勤学英语的podcast， 然后欢迎给我们意见， 然后或者是跟着我们一起， 每天做跟读练习你的英文， OK， and 迈向大家的双语人生。 So what we do on a Monday like this is we have different topics every week, and usually we create different series, and we try to make it light for everybody to come and use their English, okay? 应该是轻松的，我们想创造一个轻松的环境，让大家可以一起来开口说英文， okay? 不是用背的，不是用学的，不是用看的，单纯用听的也不错，可是那只会improve你的听力，并不会帮助你的口说，所以呢，听力跟口说呢，大家还是要多听多讲。 So that is what we are here tonight. And tonight's topic is weather-related idioms. Weather-related idioms. 那为什么在选这个气候相关的惯用语呢？ 因为最近气候变化还蛮大的，对不对？ 上个礼拜这个热得要死， 然后这几天又要下雨， 这个反正很烦， 天气一直在变化。 所以我觉得， okay, you know, let's start with weather-related idioms this month. 这个月呢，我们就 第一个礼拜我们就来讲一下气候相关的惯用语，所以明天呢就可以用得到了。Alright, so tonight we have five idioms for you. 我们今天晚上有五个惯用语，那通常我们在分享惯用语了以后呢， 等一下我会跟Patty跟Angel老师呢一起来分享一下， 怎么样去记这些惯用语， 怎么样使用这些惯用语的例句等等的。 然后呢最后呢就会有 这个20到25分钟的时间呢， 让我们通勤家族呢一同上台来练习， 看是要分享一些小故事啦， 还是说自己练习这些使用这些惯用语。 OK, so let's start and kick this off with the first idiom of tonight. Angel, the first one. You go with the first one, and then Patty will take the second one.
Okay, the first one will be weather the storm.
Weather the storm. Weather the storm. OK, 那很多人在发音的时候呢， 其实就是lazy tongue, right? We've talked about this couple of times, Angel, where the, right?
Weather.
OK, and the storm, you know, the M is lost, storm. So storm. A lot of people pronounce it like that, so remember the last syllable. 最后一个字节呢， 请大家要发音咯。 Weather the storm. Weather the storm means that whether it's good or bad, you're going to survive it. Okay. Something, whether good or bad, you will survive it. 所以呢，就是不管是好事或坏事呢，你都可以熬过去。那我们用很简单讲，就是度过难关。Weather the storm. So here comes the story. Weather and storm, they are two similar things, right? So, Angel, technically, it doesn't make sense, right? We got weather and we got the storm.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Yeah, weather and storm.
Yes. So, the weather here is a verb, not the noun.
is a verb.
Yes. You can weather something. You can weather something. Okay. It's a verb and not a noun. 所以呢在这边呢其实名词呢是 storm. Okay. The only noun here is storm. So you are weathering the storm. Which is a verb. And weather in its verb form means that it will gradually lose. It will wear off the storm.Lose the intensity, weather.
Oh.
To weather something down means you're making it lose intensity, you're making it lose the tension. So when you weather the storm, you're making the, over time, you're gradually making the storm less effective. So you are weathering the storm.
Weathering the storm.
Yeah, so you got to look at it.From a verb perspective. 所以这一个字呢 weather 并不是气候它是动词所以它的意思是慢慢的让、某件事情呢失去它的这个、张力哦。所以呢 weather the storm 就是把这一个风暴呢慢慢让它无效所以你才可以度过难关嘛。Okay. So you're surviving something difficult. 那个 storm 呢这个风暴呢就是 something difficult. And weather means gradually making it ineffective.So you're surviving the challenge. That's what weathering the storm means. Okay. So this is an odd one out. I didn't want to pick the simple ones because, you know, our 15 minutes fam deserves better.
我们常常这个通勤家族这个看这个 EDM, 哇这个都很简单记的那种对不对不用 insult 大家的 IQ 啦对不对我们要读一些就是通常呢诶蛮好用的。或者是诶这个看起来很高端的像今天这个 weather the storm,
weather
这个
storm.
就很高端了 okay, it's a fancy one, right? Quite useful too. So here's the example sentence. Take it away, Angel.
Fred is going through a hard time right now, but he'll weather the storm.
Yeah, so Fred is sick, he is in the hospital right now, but he will weather the storm. He will survive this challenge.Okay, so when the economy is also tough, 如果我们今天经济状况也是不好的时候呢, don't worry, we are Taiwanese people, we will weather the storm. We will survive.
We will survive.
We will survive. Oh,
no matter how hard it is.
Do you remember the financial crisis? It was terrible. The market sentiment was bad, everybody was crying, people lost a lot of money, and they were upset with almost, it was terrible.
And back in 2008?
Yes, back in 2008, 2009, it was terrible and people were miserable and, you know, they were not confident of the future. And at that time, we needed a lot of motivation and confidence boosters. So yes, back then, a lot of people, a lot of motivational speakers will encourage people, you know, we will weather the storm. Don't worry. Yes, we will survive this. Weather the storm.
Can we only say weather the storm? Can we say weather, I don't know, weather the hurricane, weather the typhoon?
Well, technically, hurricane and typhoons are storms.
Ah, right.
Technically, they are. Yes. On they a scientific are. Level, there's a little bit of difference. There's a little bit of difference, but to normal people like you and I, storm is a hurricane, is a typhoon.
Yeah, right. Mm.
Yeah, it's not only like an afternoon thunderstorm, 不是那种午后雷阵雨就叫一个 storm. 就那种暴风雨的那种西北雨啊那种。
呼呼的那种。
Yeah, it's all called a storm. Hurricanes, typhoons. Okay. So the first one, to give you a fancy one, you guys, is weather the storm. Okay, something motivating. All right, you will weather the storm. He can weather the storm. All right, 可以度过难关，可以熬得过的。Okay, so the second one is a common one, and I thought this is fantastic. But it's very relevant to today. Angel? Oh, sorry, it's Petty's turn, isn't it?
It's Petty's turn.
Petty's turn.
Take a rain check.
Take a rain check. And take a rain check means, maybe next time.
Oh.
Maybe next time. Yes. Petty, 现在才想起这个当时追女生的时候，那个女生跟你讲 take a rain check， 然后你现在才发现说会错意了吗？
他只是跟我讲说，人家记得可能会下雨，
记得，结果你拿雨伞给他，记得要下雨这样子。OK，
So this is an interesting one. This is very useful. A lot of Americans use it. Okay, I would have to say British people don't. 英国人呢，比较少用这种，澳洲人也比较少用 rain check. 美国人超爱用的 take rain check. Okay, 就是下次吧，以后再说. Maybe next time. Okay, take a rain check. We never grew up with this, to be honest. In Commonwealth countries, 就英协国的这些国家呢，基本上是很少用 rain check 这个东西，因为对美国呢，这个 rain check 哦，我们等一下来解释一下为什么 rain check 是下一次的意思。 Okay, Angel, do you want to guess what a check is in this case?
Check.
对啊，下雨怎么还会有 check? Why rain and a check?
I think I heard of the story behind before, but I couldn't remember anything now.
It is 9:20 in the evening, so
time to bed.
It's time to chill. It's not time to think.
Chill.
Yes, it's time more time to chill. 对啦，星期一晚上9点半其实应该是 chill time， 应该拿一个 whisky 来喝或什么的，对不对？
Yes.
而不是在想这个东西。 Let me give you guys a hint, right? 这个 check 呢，跟支票没有关系，跟账单、跟餐厅的账单也没有关系。它跟衣帽间，比如说你今天去一个 party，然后你把衣帽，它是不是美国以前去，比如说看剧啊或什么的，你的衣帽可以放在一个衣帽间，然后那个衣帽间呢就会给你一个 check。 他会给你一个 ticket， 他会给你一个号码牌，对不对？哦，你就挂三号，挂几号 ？This check is in reference of that. Your coat， 那个叫 coat check， 那个叫 coat check， your coat ticket， 你的衣帽呢挂在他那边，然后几号，那个叫 coat check。
Also, the rain check is the check.
The ticket. Yes. So, you know, rain check 就是，今天下雨了，那我欠你一次。那 take a rain check 就是，可不可以给我这个票券这样子？那下次我来跟你换这次的，我不好意思，今天下雨了，爽约这样子。所以拿来换。Interesting. Okay. So, a rain check gives you the right to claim another chance to do something. 所以呢，其实它是倒过来，它其实意思虽然是下次吧，以后再说，应该是说啊，我算欠你一次啦，我这次没办法约嘛，那我欠你一次约定，所以我就给你一个像 rain check 的东西 ，OK？ 所以呢，通常要爽约的那个人就要 take a rain check， 因为以后要还的，对不对？爽约的那个人他就说，哦 ，I'm sorry， I really gotta take a rain check。
Take a rain check.
Yeah. So he's got to bring the rain check back. Yes. So the example sentence, Petty.
If you tell someone,
yes,
I will take a rain check.
Yes.
It's another way of saying, I understand the delay. We will do this later.
Yeah, I'll take a rain check. Okay, and oftentimes it's used by the person who has other appointments. Okay, so when I ask Petty, hey, Petty, what are you doing this Friday? I'm going to a game. Would you like to come? I'm going to watch NBA. And then Petty says, oh, I'm sorry, man, I can't. I'll take a rain check. Maybe next time. Because I invited and he couldn't make it. So he's got to take a rain check. Okay. So next time, it's sort of in a way, although this is not needed. 这个并不是明正文规定一定要这样. 可是呢, Petty 可能因为他上次爽约，所以他会回头说, hey, John, you know, we're watching a movie this weekend. Do you want to come? 他会回来还这个约. 因为上次我约他，他说没办法嘛. 虽然不是明, 对，他来还这样子, 因为我邀约了. 对，那如果比如说我们邀约了人家几次，就以后就不用邀了呢？ What's the protocol there? Petty， 我们到底要邀人家几次，然后人家要 take 几个 rain check， 然后因为反正也不能几点数嘛。
Three times.
Three times. You will give that person three chances. 所以 Petty 讲 three times 的意思是三次拒绝哦，还是两次拒绝，第三次就不理他了？
应该算三次，
要三次拒绝，
三次拒绝好了，
三次拒绝。OK, so you give a person three times. Angel, what do you say?
Yeah, I agree with three times.
Three times? Oh, yep. You guys are so lenient. Two times is enough for me. That's what I heard, to be honest.
Two times?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's actually what I heard.Yes. And obviously, I was the person standing other people up and taking the rain checks. So, yes. So that's how I knew. 就是他们约我两次了以后突然就不见了。
就不见了。
对。然后他们很喜欢约在那个人家真的没有办法的时间。对。所以我也没办法。两次以后我就这个就是 out。
被封锁了。
对。我就几乎被封锁了。And it's fine. It's okay. It's not like, you know, I've got...A lot of friends to lose. 反正没什么朋友嘛，再少几个也不会怎么样。
是这样说吗？
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's the worst way to go about it. Okay, you guys. Yeah, 这个错误示范哦，好不好？ Right, Angel, take it away. The third one.
The third one is chasing rainbows.
Ooh, I bet you guys don't hear this very often. Chasing rainbows. 追逐彩虹。
It sounds romantic.
Yes, it sounds... Rainbows? Really? Roses are romantic.
Romantic.
Rainbows and unicorns are...
Rainbows and unicorns,
Yeah, that's not romantic. That's cute. That's just really feminine. Okay, so chasing rainbows here mean that you are chasing after something impossible. Chasing after something impossible.
Impossible.
Because you don't get rainbows every day. It's not something you can duplicate. It's not something you can recreate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Petty, 这个有没有听过？追逐彩虹，追逐不现实的幻想，哪有每天有彩虹的？哪有那么爽？ So you're chasing rainbows. So similarly, this is quite useful in everyday terms, right?就每有些我们总是身边会有一些朋友 ，they like to daydream. They're dreamers.
Dreamers.
They are dreamers. 爱做梦的朋友，对不对？每天都在想赚大钱，然后做什么东西哦，就这样就可以赚大钱。I don't know. I've got a couple of friends like that. And you know, from a third person's perspective, they are kind of chasing rainbows. Yes.
Chasing rainbows.
Chasing rainbows. So what other instances, Petty, 我们还没有其他的情境是可以使用这个 chasing rainbow 来比喻或者来形容说这个朋友啊或者是这个老板啊不合理的要求他是追求这个彩虹。应该有还不少情境吧对不对我觉得老板应该也可以。I think with bosses.
Bosses.
I told my boss stop chasing the rainbow because we're not TSMC. 老板说今年营收要破一千亿，对不对 ？Oh, boss, you're chasing rainbows here. Okay, we're not TSMC.
We're not TSMC.
We're not TSMC. Yes.
Bosses are unrealistic daydreamers.
They can be unrealistic sometimes. Yes, but, you know, when it comes to Elon Musk, it always looks like he's chasing rainbows, but somehow he creates rainbows. That's kind of crazy.
Because he made a rainbow.
Because he's making rainbows. You see, that's the difference. Rainbows. Not chasing rainbows. Yes. 可能在下一个世代呢我们就会有那种惯用语就是 making rainbows.
Making、
right?
rainbows.
Yes. And not chasing rainbows.
Yeah, could be, right? Making rainbow.
Yes.That's a good one, Petty, because he is making rainbows. Yeah. And people he's worked with, or his employees are now, you know, eating rainbows, right? I'm serious. They get big bonuses. They're rich people. 他每一个员工啊，就是有股票分股的那些都疯掉了，对不对？那个对钱都没感觉了，每天上班就是认真上班，一天也是数钞票，那个偷摸鱼上班一天也是数钞票，对，股价就一直飙嘛，对不对？很开心，对，对 ，eating rainbows all day, right? So Patty, take it away. The next one is going to be a good one.
Snowball.
No, number four? Yeah, you skipped. Go number four.
It's a breeze.
It's a breeze. And this is actually another idiom very similar to it's a piece of cake.
A piece of cake.
Patty, 这还记得我们一开始做直播这个我们直播室的时候，那时候我们有讨论 piece of cake 嘛，对不对？
嗯。
So here's the other one that you can use every day. 你 piece of cake, 你蛋糕吃了卡路里很高，血糖也很高，
嗯哼，
对不对？ Now, this is different. It's a breeze. And breeze means it's a light wind. 就是很轻微的微风。It's a breeze. 就微风广场的那个名字叫 breeze center. Breeze center.叫微风广场，所以 it's a breeze。 如果你觉得 piece of cake 吃多了，这个卡路里高，你可以换一下 it's a breeze。 Alright，
郑老师有没有觉得微风 breeze center 这个名字取得名不其实，因为这个地方一点都 it's not a breeze。
It's
a storm.
Well when I think it's very different for people like us. It's definitely, it's an intense place to be.
Right.
它是有压力有张力的一个地方。But for people who can afford it, it's a breeze. 花钱小菜一碟嘛，对不对？ It's so easy to spend money.
We are not a TA.
Yeah, we're not the target audience. We're the wrong TA. We对不对？人家花钱是小菜一碟，我们花钱是心在流血，这个不一样。
对对对，心在刮暴风血。
对对对，那个回家就这个就想说高楼一点，住太矮了，摔不死，
摔不死。
对，好，所以这个 it's a breeze, it's a nice one. I picked this one because you know a lot of people say, oh, it's a piece of cake, it's a piece of cake, but you know it's a breeze.
You can
keep this in your arsenal. 在你的武器库里面，你的惯用语武器库里面呢， you gotta keep this one. It's a breeze for my boss to buy a BMW. It's a breeze. 对我老板要买一台 BMW, 它对他来说是一个小菜一碟。Okay. So, Patty, what would be a breeze for you? A lot of things.
Yep. Like,
drinking beer is a breeze for you. Watching a movie is not really something you need to make an effort.
Oh.
Right? 它并不是要很用力的一件事情。
要啊，你如果看那个什么东方快车杀人事件那种。
Okay. Watching these thrillers. Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. Long movies. Long thrillers. Or watching art movies. 对不对？ 艺术节的电影，对不对？ Maybe for you it's a breeze. For us, it's terrible. It's a gruesome experience. But what else is a breeze? I think cooking.For Patty, is a breeze.
Cooking
is a breeze to you. Okay, it's a breeze. Don't worry about it. Okay. Angel, what's a breeze these days for you?
Eating, it's a breeze. Eating a piece of cake. Yeah.
Okay. Like drinking, like maybe two portions of bubble tea, right?Two, three portions of bubble tea is a breeze to you.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Oh my God, that is too much.
Some people can do it. They don't eat. They don't have meals. They just drink bubble tea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're like ants.
I wonder how young they will get diabetes.
No, they won't because they eat nothing else but
just bubble tea. Bubble tea?
Yeah, just bubble tea.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot of ladies do that. I am quite sure a lot of ladies do that.
Oh my god. I envy them.
Yeah. But just, it's the same with you. You would prefer desserts over a proper meal.
Yeah, actually I do.
Yes. Right. So it's a breeze for you guys to eat desserts.
To eat dessert.
Yeah.
Skip eat desserts. The meal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Skip meals. And to for Petty, again, it's a breeze to lose weight. It was a breeze. You know, people battle to lose weight. You have to make an effort. But for Petty, it's like, yep, yeah, been there, done that. Super easy.
It's a breeze.
It's a breeze. Yeah. So the last one for today, to snowball into something. Again, this is super, super useful in everyday life. Take it away. Angel, your turn.
Like the positive example?
Yeah, let's go with the positive first.
All right. So her first few sales of the new product snowballed into a permanent sales job with the company.
Her first few sales of the new product snowballed into a permanent sales job with a company. So she was like an intern, and as time went on, the job snowballed into a permanent job. Nice.
Good for her.
Good for job. Her. Good. So positive. Let's go with the negative.
One late night snowballed into many more late nights, and soon he struggled to get out of bed.
Ooh, don't we know all know this?
Yes.
One late night snowballed into many more late nights, and soon John struggled to get out of bed.
Whew.
Yes. So one late night after another.
Every night.
So you stay up late once a week, and by the next week, you would stay up late twice a week, and then 3 nights you stay up late, and then 4 nights, and then you eventually stay up all night, and you never go to bed.
Never go to bed.
And you never go to bed. And you struggle to get out of bed in the morning.
Ooh.
Yes. That's when you start playing games and you watch Netflix. Then you ruin your routine.
Oh, that's our experience.
You ruin your sleep. Yes. Okay, so snowball into something, it's what it means on the surface, right? It's what the word means. Snowball, 就是滚雪球。 它就变成雪球般,它本来是小小的事情,然后后面变成大大的事情, okay? So for the positive example, an intern job was not very meaningful, but it later snowballed because she worked very hard. So it snowballed into a permanent job. We can use that. 它可以拿来比喻这样子的不一样。所以它是正向的。那负向的呢,就是 one late night snowballed into many more late nights. 就是一天晚上晚睡,然后两天晚上,三天晚上, and it snowballed into John struggling to get out of bed.
John.
Every day. Yes. Staying up all night. Okay. So, same thing. During COVID-19, one day of work from home or few months of work from home snowballed into permanent work from home.
Permanent.
Yeah, permanent. 本来只是暂时性的 work from home. 然后到最后就变成完全就 work from home 了。
And you don't go back to office anymore.
Well, I mean, it could mean two things. One, you got fired, so you're permanently working from home. Two, you know, your job allows you to work from home permanently. Like, you don't have to go back. Yeah. So that's the way it is. And actually, one of my clients is sort of working
got
from
fired.
Home. No. Working from home. Since last year, April, I think, April last year.
It's more than 1 year.
Yeah, it's been more than a year. Since April last year, they've been working from home till now. And they have actually sold their office. The company sold their office? Yeah, sold their office.
They have no office?
They don't need it anymore. Wow. They don't really need it anymore because they figured out how to work from home.
Wow, so he doesn't have to go back to any office
he
in
doesn't.
The future.
He doesn't. He doesn't. What?
Is
they
he
don't.
Happy?
Yes and no. So my
yes
client,
and no.
Yes and no. Yes. Yes, he's happy because he's sort of used to it now. No, mm-hmm. he's not happy because his daughter is 3 years old.
Oh my gosh. Poor him.
Yes. So she might she usually interrupts the conference calls. Yes, working from home conference calls, and it's like, Papa!
Papa,
yes. Yes, that happens a lot. So he's like, oh my gosh, you know, like in the beginning, he thought it was cute. It was nice staying at home. And it's getting old now for him. It's getting old. All right.
It's more than 1 year. It's more
so
than
snowball,
enough.
Right? And also, your one TSMC share oh. can snowball into 10 shares in matter of years. Okay, a lot of people snowball their stocks, right? Mm-hmm. Foxconn, TSMC, Tesla, Apple. You can buy stocks like that. 这种滚雪球的这个纯股法，对不对？它就滚雪球越来越大了。So snowball into, you know, you were an amateur investor, and after 10 years of making an effort, your portfolio snowballs into something that will allow you to retire early. Yes. 所以这个也可以滚雪球，我们股票这种纯股的概念，从小积大这样子。 That's the idea. So you see, this is very useful. You can use it in many.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, our weight as well. 我们的重量，体重. Yeah. So it snowballed, right? You know, this whole working from home snowballed into, you know, all sorts of occupational injuries. 这个职业伤害啊，常常在家就变成职业伤害. So it snowballed into something else. All right. So you guys, we got... First idiom, weather the storm, 去渡过难关, taking a rain check, 就是告诉对方下一次再约,然后你会主动约, and the third one, chasing rainbows, to chase something that is impossible, 追求不现实的幻想, 第四个, it's a breeze, it's synonymous to, it's a piece of cake, 小菜一碟,或者是蛋糕一块, 也可以用哦, 那如果觉得蛋糕卡路里高, 就是用, it's a breeze. And the last one for tonight, to snowball into something. 所以有一件小事呢，慢慢滚动变成大事。那它也可以用负面的，也可以用正面的。Right. Patty, 今天晚上这五个哪，你最喜欢哪一个？你觉得哪一个最用得到？
It's a breeze.
It's a breeze. It's a breeze. Yes, it's a breeze. Okay, so 明天开始就开始吹风了哈。 等一下你老婆就一直问我说为什么整天那个你教了 Patty 什么为什么整天说 It's a breeze
It's a breeze
到底吹什么风啦对不对他说 No 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 是小菜一碟那他就会问说为什么 It's not a dish 对不对 Chinglish Chinglish
It's a dish
It's a dish 小菜一碟不是 It's a dish 吗对不对所以不行那是 Chinglish That's Chinglish 那不行的中式英文 No good Right, and Angel, which one is a favorite? Which one do you think you will be using a lot?
Chasing rainbows.
Why? You have a lot of friends chasing rainbows?
I have a lot of clients chasing rainbows. It's a very good phrase for them.
Okay. Okay. So your clients are unicorns. They like to chase rainbows. Yes. 每个客户都是一种独角兽.
They're living the living the bubbles.
Yes, they're living a fantasy.
Yeah, fantasy bubble.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Personally, I like snowball. I like snowball because usually it sounds like over time it gets more, right?
Mm-hmm.
就是那个感觉就是滚雪球慢慢慢慢堆积很多这样子。那我喜欢那种累积的感觉. I think it's quite useful.
复利的感觉.
Yeah, you know, even learning, right? Today, you're learning 2-3 phrases, and your phrases, your vocabulary will snowball into something that will help you get your next job.
Oh.
See? Learning. It's about creating a snowball. You always start small.
All right. And this leaves us for the final segment of today. 我们今天晚上最后一个段落就是请我们的这个通勤家族呢 our 15 minutes fam to come up and tell us, think about a situation where you would use any of the idioms in your life. 这个惯用语跟你生活经验有关的这个故事呢或者是怎么样你明天可以使用在你的生活的哪一部分呢不管是工作啦亲人啊朋友啦等等的诶试看看看哪里可以使用或者是你有任何的相关的故事欢迎等一下呢来举手来跟我们一起聊一聊用一些这些 idioms OK and let's talk about the idioms 来复习一下多用这些惯用语呢就大家就不用死背了好不好 So we're going to open the floor for our 15 minutes fan 我们有没有任何通勤家族今天晚上有空来跟我们聊聊的呢欢迎举手哦。那如果不清楚知道怎么举手的呢，就可以在你的这个 ，Here's Marian. I see Marian 在那个麦克风的那个 icon 旁边呢，就可以看到。
Hi.
Good evening, Marian.
Yes, Hi, John.
Great to have
you.
Angel,
hello,
hello.
Yes, great to have you. Great to have you. Yes.
Yes.
And so, Marian, please hold on for me for a second. I just want to explain quickly how they can raise their hands because I'm not sure if everybody is on the same page. Okay, and here's Eric. Right, 所以在那个麦克风旁边呢，大家可以看到一个这个举手的那个功能。那举手的话呢，我们这边的 moderator 都看得到，那就欢迎你来上来聊天咯。Don't be shy, 不用害羞。Also, we got Eric, we got Susan, we got Marian tonight, fantastic.I'm just going to throw a few invites around just to see who's available tonight. 欢迎大家来聊聊咯。Jasmine, how are you? Becky. Yes. Okay, and, here we go. Alrighty. Perfect. I think we've got a few of the 15 Minutes fam on the stage with us.So that was Marian, you guys heard. And Eric, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good. Yes, Eric, I see you've changed your profile pic. Very handsome profile pic. 那个大头真的真的有点帅啦齁。And Susan, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Perfect. Yes, and Jasmine, hello. Hi there, Jasmine.
Hello.
Hi,
Jasmine. I'm happy you can join everyone.
Yes,、Hi. Good to have you. Yes. And布朗运动. How are you? Brown,、
Hi.
Brownian motion. Oh, that sounds like something about kinetics? 律动的吗?
It's a physical phenomenon.
Oh, physics. I'm sorry. I didn't really do well in physics back in the day. Yes. Okay. But...这个 I promise I will check it up. 对，晚一点我再来看布朗运动到底是什么样的 motion. Angel 跟 Patty 知道吗？布朗运动这个物理现象
？No idea.
完了，我们完蛋了。到底高中的物理读到哪里去了 ？Oh my gosh. All right, maybe 布朗运动等一下教我们一下哦，到底是什么东西 ？And Kimberly, how are you tonight?Hi, Kim. Are you there? Kimberly?
Hello.
Hi.、
Yeah. Hi, I'm well, thank you.
Good to have you.
It's my first time to use this app, so...
Oh, really,、yeah. Kimberly? Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're welcome to join us from here on out, and、glad to have you, okay? Good. Right, let's start with Marian. Marian, what's your favorite idiom tonight? Where do you and maybe you have a story to share with us.
Oh, yes. Oh. I have a story.
Ooh, you do. We love stories.、
Yeah.
Shoot.
I attended a flight attendant Korean school lecture yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Ooh, you
yeah,
did. Yeah, yeah. You went to a flight attendant cram school.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
School.
Okay.
And the woman was very nice.、
Isn't、you mean the woman as in...The instructor?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay.
And,
just checking.
She tell me a lot of flight company stuff, like what company, what girl style they like, or which company will in Taiwan to
recruit?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Recruit. Yeah. Mm. And but she is become so annoying because she just say buy it now the class.
Oh, she wants you to buy her courses.
Courses, yeah.
What did you say to her? Take a rain check?
Take a rain check.
Take a rain check. Thank you, lady. Okay. I'll take a rain check. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, but why didn't you? Because I know you are very interested to attend these courses. So why didn't you want to take up her course?
Because I think this course is so expensive.
Oh, so the courses are expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
10,000.
10,000 or 100,000?
To get a job.
10 or 100?
10,000.
10,000, yeah.
10,000 is, it's not bad. I wouldn't say it's not affordable, but it.
But it's not a guaranteed class.
Who can guarantee you a job? Nobody can. Right? Nobody can guarantee you a job, but you can improve your chances. That's what we're doing here, right? We are improving our chances. So let me just double check with Marion. Marion, is it 10,000 or 10,000? 10,000.
100,000.
10,000.
Yeah, 100,000. That makes more sense. That makes more sense. 因为10,000块其实那种英语课程随便都10,000块。 所以没有什么,就是10,000块就会让大家有一点,对,就是想一下. 100,000, Marion. That's 100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. 所以10,000哦, Marion 就是, 就是新加坡人会讲或香港人会讲的一个100,000啦. 100,000.
100,000.
10,000是10,000. 对, 10,000是100,000. 所以数字就大了.
Oh, okay.
对.
Okay.
Okay.
And I decide to go back to Taipei and find a job first.
I see.
Yeah,
that's very wise.
Yeah.
That's wise. I mean, you have to know your options, and then you can make a good decision for yourself.
Yes.
Nice. Very good. So that's taking a rain check.
Taking a
rain check. Yeah. And of course, same thing. In this situation, sometimes you don't want to be chasing rainbows. You know you don't want to be chasing rainbows.
Yeah.
Right. You want to be more practical. 我们要比较这个实务一点嘛，对不对？ We have to be practical. So we shouldn't be chasing rainbows. 听起来 Marion 就是很务实的人啊，就不会 chase rainbow.
But Marion, there are always chances. All right, just fight for it.
Yes. So again, you can snowball your chances. 你要慢慢累积这些机会嘛。它不见得，就是你不能把机会当成一个最后一根稻草。可是你可以 snowball your chances. 你可以滚雪球，现在把自己慢慢锻炼啊，然后累积人脉啦，等等的，对不对？哪一天就很容易就进了。 So you gotta snowball into it. Yeah. You can also snowball into it. Well, Marion, I think you made very, very good decision for yourself, and congratulations. You know, keep going. That's what we would advise anybody to do. You know, just keep going. Yeah. Great stuff, Marion. Let's move on to Eric.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marion. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, Eric. So which one, are you going? Which idiom would you like to use? Or would you like to tell us a story about something? And then we can guess, maybe, the idiom you want to talk about.
Maybe it's a breeze.
It's a breeze. What is a breeze to you now, Eric?
Maybe
I working in the DHL Express.
Mm-hmm.
So every morning.
Yeah. My colleague and I.
Oh, my colleague and I. 都会比那个谁的货少。
Okay, so in the morning, you guys compete on getting less or getting more. KPI 应该是越多货越好吧？
因为送的很少，因为那个高峰期过了。
Oh, I see. Okay. So your colleague, yeah. My colleague and I would always check who's got the least orders.
Yes.
Okay. 谁的货是最少的，是吗？
对，会笑他。
Yeah. Okay. Right. So, Eric, I would say it's a breeze. Technically won't apply here. Technically won't apply. 在这边呢就不容易应用，应该是这样子。如果今天你说，哦，每天，因为我是DHL的员工嘛，所以我是专业的送货员，所以呢每天送200件是很小菜一碟。Then it will make sense. So, oh, every day 200 parcels is a breeze. Is a good day for us. Is a breeze for us. Yeah, that would make more sense. And I've seen your parcels. I have a client. My client's wife actually works at FedEx, so I know how gruesome the job is. Sometimes it's very demanding. Sometimes it's very demanding, and you sometimes get the volume and you work like crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
But not all the time. Not all the time.
Yeah.
Some days are a breeze. Some days are hectic.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And. Yes. Eric, anything else?
Maybe not.
Any other idiom? Snowball.
Maybe snowball is I could usually use that.
Yes.
My older in afternoon, my shipment
order
is like snowball into shipment, order, into order.
Snowball into what? Small order into big order? You snowball. 通常我们滚雪球是以小变大，对不对？
订单越来越多。
So, you will say, my orders usually snowball to greater volumes in the afternoon. Greater volume 就是更大量。
Oh, to
great volume. Yeah, greater volume. Volume 就是量.
Oh, okay. Great volume.
Yes. Okay. 那我们可以简短的也可以说, my orders usually snowball in the afternoon. 所以变成雪球, 那我们也知道雪球只会越滚越大嘛。 所以通常就是意思你在讲 in the afternoon的时候呢, snowball in the afternoon, 我们就知道说下午雪球是大的, 早上雪球是小的。
Oh, yes.
Okay. Fantastic
stuff.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yes. Okay. And also, if you work in customer service, usually your customer complaints also snowball in the afternoon.
Oh.
There we go. Yes. So, 这个客户的抱怨有没有下午在最忙的时候通常都会就累积啊整个滚雪球。
Yes, maybe.
Okay. Very nice there, Eric. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Interesting practice. Good. Keep practicing, Eric. You're doing great. Yes, okay. Susan, back to you.
Hi.
Yes, Susan, which one do you think you would be using a lot more these days out of the five?
I would choose snowball.
Mm.
Snowball into and chasing window, chasing rambles.
Ooh, do you have a story for us or you just want to practice the sentence? You go ahead.
I have a story.
Cool. Which one first? Chasing rainbows or snowball?
It contains two.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Sometimes I find that life is so hard and I hope I can retire at 35 years old. And
really?
And
wow. That's
just sometimes. And I know that was a, I know I am chasing rainbows, but once I really want to calculate the possibilities.
Uh-huh.
So I calculate how much money do I need to invest in mm-hmm. the stock market
yes.
of the financial stocks or yes. something, and to snowball into the amount of money I need for my entire life. And that was $1 million per month I need to invest.
That's not bad. That sounds very close to, well, that's actually less than what I thought it would be. But so it's very doable, given the right circumstances.
$1 million per month.
Yeah.
I need to save.
Yeah, because you want to retire at 35, right?
Yeah.
I want to retire at 80. So obviously for me, it's a lot less. Right? You know the difference? So, I mean, the number doesn't yes. look too bad. It's not it's impossible. It's doable, except you got to make an effort, right? You got to snowball it.
Yeah, a lot of efforts.
Mm. It's doable. I think I've heard a story about that somewhere.
Really?
Yes. 是不是我们之前有看过一个 article? I don't know. I've read somewhere. There was a lady in Japan. She only spends something like 50,000 yen a month. And by the age of 35, she had 10 apartments for rent. And she retired.
Wow.
Yeah, so she started working at the age of 15. And she lived on 50,000 yen a month. So she saved up like crazy. By 35, she was done. That was the story I read. 我记得好像有something like that.
That encouraged me.
Yeah, but she, you know, she saved up crazy and she found, like, she uses coupons and stuff. And then she said it was easy for her because from the age of 15 to 35, she says it's, you know, like, for her to spend more time, not with her friends and everything. She wasn't very sociable anyway. So for her, it became a norm. So she didn't feel the pain like, oh, everybody's hanging out, spending money, and I'm not. She doesn't have that need. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she had that lifestyle. It's possible. It's possible. Petty, 是不是有人有几种好像之前就有探讨说什么 35岁可以retire的这种故事嘛, 对不对? 还有好几种算法, 是不是?
真的吗?
就当然我不知道 the actual amount. I don't know the goal, the financial goal that you set for yourself. But I mean, I suppose it's possible. It depends on, you know. 我是看到有一个日本女生，她就是每个月只花5万yen而已。然后她从15岁开始存钱，然后最后投资10栋房，那就这样。她35岁就退休。我记得 there's news like that. And I was also shocked. I was like, okay, so after retirement, what do you plan to do? I can't. So I worry about what I would do in retirement. Yeah. You know, I think retirement goals are perfect, but it's just, I don't know what to do with myself after retirement. Yes. So maybe Susan, you know. Angel, how old do you want to be when you retire? Oh, maybe Angel's busy. Hey, Petty, 你想几岁退休? 你有想过这个吗?
我没有办法考虑这个问题啊。没有办法考虑。不是为什么没有办法考虑?
每个人都可以想啊。We can chase rainbows if we want.
Because I doesn't have cost no a job. No.
What do you mean you have no job now? You have lots of jobs. You have lots of work. They just don't pay. You have a lot of work. You have a lot of jobs. They just don't pay. 他们只是没有钱啊。
所以这不是也是一种退休吗？不是一种退休。哦，这也是一种退休。
Yes, 这是累退休。 Yes, it's a kind of retirement. No, but kidding aside, 就是开玩笑，一部分是开玩笑啦。不过就是 these goals are different for everybody, and there are various ways of doing it. 我自己是 很难想象退休生活，我不知道退休了以后要干嘛。So, you know, I mean, I enjoy my work. I enjoy doing this. So, you know, I plan to keep on doing it. Yeah. And thank you, Susan, for sharing us that story. Let's go to Jasmine. Jasmine, it's your turn. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Jasmine. Go on ahead. Which idiom do you like tonight?
Oh.
Why don't you go ahead and practice it or tell us a story?
Okay, I think I can share my experience in snowboard.
Ooh, great. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm struggling to my academic paper. A research snowballed into a fruit for paper.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. I think it will only apply. You want to. So this is a story here, Jasmine. 我们讲滚雪球嘛，对不对？所以我们可以从形容从小到多嘛。那你讲是论文嘛，对不对？
对。
So I am writing a paragraph every day, and I hope it will snowball into a full paper by the end of the year.
Oh, thank you.
You see, that makes more sense, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes better sense. Or I plan to write two papers every week, and I want to publish a book next year. And I want to snowball it into a book next year.
Okay,
有没有？我每天都写两篇文章，那这样明年呢，我就可以滚雪球到变一本书。
好。
Yeah, so that will make better sense. You gotta have like from something small to something big. Then snowball would make very, very good sense.
Yes.
Keep that in mind.
You.
Yeah. Anything else, Jasmine? Only snowball?
The other one, I think, I can try.
Go ahead.
Weather
the storm. Ooh, okay. Go ahead.
From the beginning, I share my story.
Mm.
Because now is online courses are popular now.
Very popular.
Everyone need to learn how to use device.
Yes.
Yes. It's not only a challenge for family, but also a big mission for children.
Yes.
Yes. So my nephew, he called Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
So the sentence is, Jamie is going to throw a hard time right now, but he will weather the storm.
Ooh, very good. Yes, so Jamie is having a hard time going to school now, but he will weather the storm.
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Great sentence there. That's the right idea. We will all weather the storm. So a lot of technical issues today. 就是我们有技术上的这个前几年可能技术上啦网路啦等等的这些虽然我们有这些硬体可是都不会用嘛。Right? So it's very tough for everybody the past year. And so we will weather the storm and you have to find the right resources to help you weather the storm.你只要找到好的资源就可以帮助你 weather the storm, 就度过这个难关。
Yes.
Okay, you have to find the resources, all right? Fantastic stuff, Jasmine. Any other idioms you would like to practice? Anyone?
No?
No? You're good? Fantastic, Jasmine. Good try. Yeah, good for a first try. So I hope you will...Keep on joining us, okay? I hope to see you next week and the week after. All right.
Yes, I always hear your podcast.
Really? You listen to our podcast? Thank you.
Yes, I'm happy. It's my first time to join everyone. Thank you.
Oh, very nice. Thank you very much, Jasmine. Good to have you tonight. Yes, Brownian Motion.
Hi.
Wulang Yun Dong. Yes, how are you doing tonight?
Great. Thank you. And thank you for having me on stage.
We'd love to have you on stage. You've been in the audience. I've seen you a couple of times. Always tried to invite you, but you know, maybe tonight is the night where you can come and talk to us a little bit. So what idiom do you like tonight?
Which one?
So my perfect one will be Weathering the Storm.
Ooh, you like Weathering the Storm. Nice. Go ahead.
Yes. As a college student, I'm facing my finals. I have a lot of final exams or final projects.
Uh-huh.
So the texts are snowballing, and ooh, I really hope I can weather the storm and get good GPAs.
Ooh.
Hope I'm not chasing rainbows.
Ooh, even better. Wow. I have to find the sound pad, but I'm thinking it's this one. There we go. Yes, you deserve a big one. Yes. Yes, triple whammy there. Very nice. Weathering the storm, okay, not chasing the rainbow, and you want to snowball. Yeah.
Yes.
Your work is snowballing. Okay, so what GPA do you want?
Maybe 4 or about 4.
Okay, 4 or about 4. You know, that's quite a big range.
Yes. At least 4.
At least 4.
Oops, sorry.
Uh-huh. At least 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about what your alias. Your name online is called Brownian Motion.
Sure.
Is that your major? Physics is your major? Or
no.
Why do you like Brownian Motion so much?
So I'm studying in business administration.
Okay,
but
BA.
Choosing this name is because I think I need to introduce what's a Brownian motion. So
cool.
Basically, it's a phenomena. It describes tiny particles moving randomly in fluid such as water or air. And I found it really similar to what I'm doing online because I meet people randomly. I make friends with strangers. So I really like the random concept. So I use it as my nickname. So that's why.
Oh, so you metaphorize yourself as a particle. Very nice.
Yes.
You think of yourself as a particle interacting with other particles. Very, very interesting concept there. Very nice.
You.
Yes. And which year are you in right now? Sophomore or senior year in your BA
sophomore.
Degree?
Sophomore.
Ooh.
The second
okay.
year in my college.
Ooh. Okay. Any college we may know of?
NTU.
Okay. NTU. Very prestigious. Yes. Very prestigious school. Yeah, I got my EMBA at the little school next door. The not so NTU NTU.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
The building next to your campus, the No. Let me see their English name. What's their English name? 你们的推广部叫什么啊? NTU 推广部. Yeah, it's
I'm
like
not
a
sure.
推广,
EMBA, GMBA?
Yeah, I did EMBA there.
Oh, 嗨学长.
Yes. No. NTU SPECS. What the freaking hell is that? NTU School of Professional Education and Continuing Studies. Okay, continuing studies I get. Okay, cool. You see, I did it way back 2012, so.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
so I mean it wasn't a real I don't feel like, you know, it was NTU, NTU. It's like the
okay,
little school next door.
Uh-huh.
No, but we had great professors, though. We had great
yeah.
professors, yes. Okay. Yes,
okay.
You had a triple whammy there. Congratulations, and we hope to see you more. All right?
Sure.
Cool. And let's move on to Kimberly. Thank you very much, Brownian Motion. Yes, Kimberly.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, which idiom would you like to use tonight? Or would you like to practice or tell us a story about?
I would like to tell a story about
ooh, cool.
chasing rainbows.
Ooh, chase some rainbows. Please do tell
yeah.
us.
My job is selling lottery tickets.
Okay.
So I have seen many people came to the shop
yeah.
to chase rainbows.
Oh, don't say that. You sell us hope, okay? Kimberly,
yeah,
you sell us hope, not rainbows. People can win. You can win the lottery.
Yeah,
you can.
But the chances could be very, very low. And every time the customer,
yes.
they came in to check the tickets,
yes.
I really don't like to see the disappointment
oh,
on their face.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
if
I'm
they
sorry.
Didn't win,
yeah.
I would say... Good, better luck next time.
Yes.
If they
yes,
win
better
something.
Luck next time. please come again next week.
I would say, do you like to reinvest it? Keep the good luck going.
Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah, you know, motivate them. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I understand from a different perspective. Yeah, it sounds like chasing rainbows, you know, buying lottery tickets, but it's hope.
Yeah.
You are, you know, rainbows, not exactly a hope, but yeah, you know, lottery is more like hope, I guess, to most people.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. And how long have you been in the business, Kimberly, selling lottery tickets?
Since the last October. So
you are very new in the industry.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't worry. I think you will get used to it. You won't think it's chasing rainbows soon. Yeah. You just got to, you know, change your perspective a little bit. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Very nice. For those people who feel it's a breeze buying lottery tickets, then they got to think again because it's very competitive. It's not a breeze.
Yeah.
It's not so easy. You got to really put your mind to it, you know? You got to really think. I hear there's some mathematical formulas that you can work on, apparently, to improve your chances. So, yeah.
Mm.
You know, for those who thinks it's a breeze, it's not. Yes. Mm-hmm. Even overseas, I think, with lottery tickets, a lot of people, they work on formulas. There's a guy, I read up a story in USA. There was a family who won the lottery 3 times in 10 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it's because the parent, the father, the husband is a mathematician. So he worked out a formula. They didn't win big bucks, the jackpot lottery, or the 3 times, but they did win a decent amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's got to think about it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, Kimberly, interesting story. Anything else? Any other idiom you would like to use? That was a quick one.
Snowboard.
Oh, snowboard.
Yeah, I will make a sentence.
Cool.
For that. Yeah.
Go ahead.
By listening to 15 minutes broadcast, her listening skill snowballed into excellence.
Wow. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. You know, using us as an example. Yes, your listening skills can snowball as long as you put in 5-10 minutes a day. Yeah, it can snowball. Yes. Learning is part of the snowball effect. Right, Kimberly? And Kimberly, you said you listen to our podcast, right? And is this your first time joining us on
Spotify?
Spotify. Okay.
Yeah,
so you're one of the Spotify users. Great. And how did you find us on Spotify?
Well, I just type English and then...
Oh.
Yeah. And there are so
that
many
was
channels.
The keywords.
And then,
yes.
Yeah. I think the first...
The first podcast.
One I heard... The first one I heard is mm-hmm. talking about intermittent fasting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that was an article.
The second
I
one
went.
Is the Dragon Boat Festival.
And that's
then
very recent.
And then I found out you have the...
Clubhouse?
Something.
Yes.
Yeah.
You found out about Clubhouse? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Fantastic. We've got a bunch of 15 Minutes fam now, you know, over from the podcast side. Because a while back, I can share this with you guys. 我们通常呢在 Clubhouse 就发现，哎，其实很多人是不是我们从 podcast 然后转到 Clubhouse 来的，都是我们的 Clubhouse 的通勤家族。然后呢，之后他们才会去听 podcast. So it's very interesting now having Kimberly and Jasmine join us because you guys are from the podcast side of things. So great mm-hmm. to have you guys. And yes, we hope to see you guys more. All right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yes, and we got CT in the house. Thank you very much, Kimberly. CT, yes, go ahead.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi, John.
All right. Hi, so the last person
Hi,
tonight,
everyone.
CT. Yeah. Take yeah, it away. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The first one I want to share the is freeze.
It's a breeze. What is a breeze for you?
Yeah, it's a breeze. Just I want to share a sentence. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so-called Breed Center. Yeah. You know,
yes, Breed Center, the department store.
Very famous department store.
Yes.
And it's so-called Breed Center, but the price tag is not a Breed.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
People say the price, it seems to be expensive.
Yeah.
But I never been to a,
Oh, you know, don't worry. I only go there for the food court. I go there for the food, nothing else.
To the Costco and, Mitsui.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
The
outlet, the outlet park.
Yeah, outlet park.
Yes, the outlet park. Yeah, you know, it's a breeze going there, but it's never a breeze paying for stuff at these department stores. Never a breeze. You are correct my man.
Yeah, it's not
breeze. I feel you. I feel you 100%.
Agree with me?
Yes, I agree with you. 100%. Okay. Yes. So, what else? Okay. Which other idiom would you like to try?
Second one I want to share. Ooh. The last one. Mm-hmm. Snowball into.
Ooh, yes.
Okay.
Tell
you
us.
You know, at a company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Engineer. Mm-hmm. If engineers don't delete. Yeah, don't delete the their issue list.
Yeah, okay.
On his job list.
Oh.
So, you know, one issue will snowball into a many more issues.
Ooh, yes. Problems usually snowball into bigger problems.
Really?
Yes. Small issues snowball into greater issues. Fantastic stuff. Yes. We feel your pain, CT, because that's how things are. It's when we use it in that sense, it's always negative. It just means things snowballed out of control, right? In the beginning, if you don't fix the issue, it will snowball and it will become out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, snowball into in Chinese, you always, in Chinese meaning, you will always think the negative part.
Yeah, mostly negative.
To see. Yeah.
You are correct.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, finally.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they in English, it's possible to use the positive side. Like, you know, talking about your investments, you want your investments to snowball into something you can retire with. You know, that idea exists in English, but in Chinese, it doesn't seem like we can do that.
Yeah,
there's a little subtle difference there. But a good example nonetheless there, CD. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic. Is that all, CT? Is that all for you tonight? Okay.
Something I want to check.
Yeah.
The first one, the weather.
Weather the storm.
The storm.
Mm.
Yeah. So the weather, the meaning is similar to overcome. Can I say that?
Weather?
Overcome. Mm-hmm.
Overcome. Can we say overcome? A little bit like overcome, but not exactly overcome. Yeah. It's just becoming less effective. So weather.
Maybe so suffer with something.
Suffer. Also, suffer is an emotional state, not like weather. It won't be the verb. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
This
is my first time to hear.
I know.
This word to be.
Well, technically, in geography. It works. This is a word from geography. Let me just quickly pull that up because I did geography in my high school years. So, I mean, to me, it was something very normal. Overcome, get through, survive, withstand. And actually, I want you to think about the rocks at the beach. Yeah. 如果我们想到那个, let me use this example. 我们想野柳的那个女王头，对不对？ 她是不是每年都有风化嘛， 对不对？ 然后那个脖子就越来越小。 So what happens in geography? It's called weathering. 它因为风那个风化就是weather， 它就是一种因为气候的不同， 气候每天的打击， 对自然现象， 所以它这个weather变动词的时候呢， 它就变成风化的意思。 So if you think about it's more like that than overcome. 它虽然像 overcome, 可是应该是那种时间很久然后整个环境因素等等的慢慢的让它越来越无效。
Mm-hmm.
对风慢慢风化这样子。对风化这一个暴风雨。Make the storm less effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you are correct. I Googled now synonyms. Overcome is one, but I wouldn't, you know, it's more like get through, survive, ride out.
So maybe I can explain this word.
Mm-hmm.
We can overcome one thing, not immediately, just step by step and from time to time.
Yeah. It, you know, weather takes a little bit more time and it loses intensity over time. So, for example, let's say your company is in financial trouble and your boss is buying time to weather the storm. He is going to the banks to buy time to weather the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he is buying time. 他把自给自己多一点时间，多一点资源，多一点机会，去慢慢消化这一个 crisis， 这个危机。Yeah, I think that will be more appropriate way of using this. 会比较用的比较到位，
比较适合，
比较适合。可是用就是如果用在比如说渡过难关也可以啦，就是很直白的，只是感觉不高端了。
嗯哼，
对，感觉不 fancy。Using it the right way will make it sound super.
就是它是需要一些时间去酝酿。
对对对，它可能是需要人力，可能需要人脉，然后可能需要环境，可能需要多样的东西，可能需要一点时间。
嗯，
多种因素，然后才让它慢慢的可以活下去，来度过这个难关。对，它 overcome 可能就比较直白，就是反正我们只要做 A B 就可以 overcome 了。
那就是个 result 而已嘛。
对对对对，可是 weather the storm 它可能比较有一个时间感。它需要一点时间，对，它不是明天就 survive 了，明天就了事了，对，比较没有这种感觉。Okay, great question there, CD.
Understood.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's how we learn. We gotta ask questions. You gotta be curious of all these words. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta be curious. Yes. And that's it for tonight. That's the last person tonight, CT.And you ended with a bang. Thank you very much for the smart, smart, fantastic question. Yes. CT is an old friend of ours, old 15 Minutes fam. So he's very, very curious. And I'm sure his English has snowballed a lot. Yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have definitely snowballed your vocabulary there.
Snowballed into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Better and better.
Great stuff, CT. Yes. Mm-hmm.And on that note, you guys, it's time for us to say goodbye tonight. And from me, John, and Petty, and Angel. And until next time, see you. Au revoir and goodbye. Good night, you guys. Bye-bye. Bye.